Good morning, everybody. What's up? What's up? What's up? Today is Wednesday, June 14th. Welcome to Simply Bitcoin. We are your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We cover breaking news, culture, and memetic warfare. We bring on Bitcoiners from all around the world, from the biggest names to the everyday Bitcoiner. We got them all, and we will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Apologies for the delay, guys, but you did not understand what kind of BS that me and my boy Mike had to deal with to get you a live show today. But the show don't stop, and we're still gonna hit you with the message. And today's show, we have a good theme for you guys today. We're seeing in real time that the market is waking up to the idea that there's Bitcoin and then there is crypto. But even further, we're seeing that the US has pushed too hard with the dollar hegemony, and the world is not taking it lightly. We've been covering these grumbles for a long time. We had Janet Yellen say the quiet part out loud this morning, or rather yesterday. And again, the writing is on the wall. People are looking for alternatives to the dollar. And obviously, this is simply Bitcoin. So the answer is simply Bitcoin. But only one country has taken the leap and dared to go all in on Bitcoin and make it official. So in time, more people are going to wake up to this. But we are seeing that people are not taking the weaponization of the dollar lightly. And man, it really is crazy times that we are living in right now. And we're seeing the US bureaucrats saying what we know to be true as Bitcoiners. They're continuously saying the silent part out loud. And Janet Yellen just said it yesterday, the dollar is in decline, but they still believe that there is no alternative. So you don't need to worry. If you own Bitcoin, take Bitcoin into self-custody, run a node, and live on the Bitcoin standard. Everything is all gravy. This is why we are simply Bitcoin. And finally, it's very interesting that all the altcoiners, it's finally interesting that all the shitcoiners are starting to wake up to what we've been saying for over a decade, that there is Bitcoin and there is shitcoins. And hey, you know, I know that some people will call us status because we acknowledge the fact that there is some rules of the road, and your shitcoin does not change the game because it is my new innovation. But hey, if you're a Bitcoiner, you're good to go. We're living in crazy times, and man, I wouldn't change it for the world. And I am not alone. I do have my boy Mike Hobart here, and we are going to do a masterclass on why Bitcoin, not crypto. I brought up an article that Mike wrote on our Substack. Here's why we don't crypto. And we even brought some receipts, some videos. So today might be a little video heavy, but when you get the sauce from the horse's mouth and they expose the game for themselves, I think it makes what we say a lot more, not only interesting, but hit harder. So this isn't just, you know, some toxic Bitcoin maxi saying this and, you know, shilling our bags and talking our bags. This is the game. And me and Mike were actually having this conversation before I ran into issues on the back end. But as Bitcoiners, we're just like the crazy guys at the beginning of the meat grinder. Like, hey guys, listen to us. We're trying to protect you from yourselves. And they're like, yeah, shut up, you stupid toxic maxi. You don't know what you're talking about. This time is different. My shitcoin is different. And we're like, bro, we've done this before. We've been here for a while. And we're just trying to protect you from yourself. So we got a lot of receipts for you guys today. But anyways, Mike, how are you doing? How stressed out are you? Are you the same stressed out that I am? Or are you chilling now?
Dude, I'm on cloud nine after the stress, because like we were chilling, we were having a great like anti-government, anti-censorship discussion.
Hey, don't say it. They're gonna cut us off again.
and then they shut us down for 10 minutes, just to 10-20 minutes to make us squeal. But like we are absolutely we're like I was telling Opti before all that nonsense popped off. It's like us Bitcoiners, we're the crazy Vietnam vets of saying it's like, hey, like, everything is not as it seems and you should not be trusting anything. We're the crazy Vietnam vets before 2020 kicked off. Because once 2020 kicked off, all Vietnam vets got vindicated, in my opinion. And now, like, we're just, as far as Bitcoiners, we're going through our Vietnam vet era. And I think what we're about to talk about is probably, I would hope, is going to be the beginning of people waking up and realizing.
Yeah, 100% agree. Well, let's get into it, bro.
The Bitcoin Numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
Of course, guys, before we get into the numbers, we want to tell you guys about Bitcoin 2024. They need to update their website. It's going to be in Nashville, July 25th, 27th, 2024. It is literally a year away. The only reason we're telling you guys about this now is because we are sick and tired of you guys complaining about the price. Well, we're telling you today so that you can get an early ticket. You guys are all going to say the same thing when the conference comes around. Oh man, I wish I went to the conference, but the tickets are so high. We'll get them today. It is $4.99 for the general admission pass. And if you want to get in the Bitcoin industry pass, it is what, $1,200 for the 3-day pass. Everyone that you know and love will either be at the conference or around the conference. We are taking over Nashville in July of next year. And I think we are going to be pleasantly happy next year when we all take over Nashville, because I am still convinced that we are heading out of this bear market. So get your ticket today so you do not complain. Hey, even if you don't go, you can flip it, guys. But you want to get to the conference. Anyways, let's get into the numbers. Of course, we are over here on Clark Moody's dashboard. And we're going to start with my favorite number, which is the block height. All-time high in block height. It's almost like the Bitcoin network continues to work. TikTok next block. We are currently at 794,327. All-time high in block height. The sats per dollar, aka the Moscow time, aka how much Bitcoin you can buy for a single dollar, is currently at 3,851 sats. The current Bitcoin price is 25,970. Wow. Literally, I never look at the Bitcoin price until we talk about this on the show. Wow, we're at 25K right now. Hopefully, we start inch back up. We're getting absolutely wrecked again because of all the shitcoiners. Amazing. Shitcoiners make us all look bad. Anyways, the total amount of Bitcoin, the percentage issued, is currently at 92.39%. The market capitalization in fiat, dirty fiat dollars, is $503.9 billion. The realized monetary inflation, taking fiat currencies to school, is 1.75%. The Bitcoin versus gold market cap is 3.92%. And anyone that still thinks they are late to Bitcoin, Bitcoin isn't even 5% of the gold market cap. And I think that is, besides getting over the $1 trillion market cap again, I think the next mark on the toll is beating the gold market cap. Anyways, the total capacity in the Lightning Network, the total public capacity, 5,392.2 BTC, with a public reachable Bitcoin nodes of 17,096. And the hash rate the last 90 days is 353.4 exahashes. I think this one, I don't know where Clark Moody is getting his hash rate numbers from, but I've been seeing some metrics that it might be over 400 exahashes. Obviously, we don't know, but it's going parabolic. Anyways, the blocks to clear is 57 blocks to clear with a pending fees of 5.99 BTC. Wait, I thought the wizards broke Bitcoin. What is going on? Apparently, Bitcoin is unaffected, and this is just how the Bitcoin network works. Anyways, this is the numbers. I do have a video for you guys, but this is the numbers. So I do want to kind of preface the video that I'm going to play. It is a video of Gary Gensler in the past. I am pretty sure it is at his MIT class, and he very clearly lays out the game when it comes to Ethereum, that there is a foundation, that there is a head to chop off, and that Bitcoin is different. And we've been covering this the last couple of weeks when we got the case in, the suit in against Binance, and it shows that what we got here, 19 tokens, according to the SEC, are unregistered securities. So just to name them again for you guys that might, for some reason, still not be Bitcoin only, we got ADA, Cardano, we got Algo, we got Atom, we got AXS, we got Binance, what's it? BNB, Binance Token, we got Binance USD, we got CHZ, we got Kodi, we got Dash, we got Filecoin, we got Flow, we got ICP, Mana, Matic, Near, Nexo, Sand, and Solana and VGX. Anyways, just to give you guys a little update before I give you guys the video, we did cover the Binance suit on Monday, I believe, and we just heard yesterday that Binance and SEC have until tomorrow to figure out what they're going to do to compromise on whether the Binance assets will be frozen or not. But you can see here the New York Times, greatest yellow journalism in the game. Binance pawns with U.S. regulators over asset freeze. A judge urged the Securities and Exchange Commission to reach a compromise with Binance that would allow the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange to continue operating in the United States. I'm going to spare you from all of this article. But we have right here at the very bottom, the SEC said in court papers that none of its moves should have come as a surprise to Binance and its chief executive, CZ, who is also a target of the lawsuit. Defendants knew that their conduct with respect to U.S. investors was illegal and risked U.S. government enforcement actions, the SEC said in a filing. Instead of seizing such illegal activity, CZ and Binance doubled down. Anyways, to give you a little wrap up on the case, at the end of the hearing, which lasted roughly 90 minutes, Judge Jackson suggested both sides come to an agreement on the SEC's request to freeze assets as soon as possible. Anyways, that was just to give you a little update on the Binance case and, of course, which shitcoins are considered unregistered securities according to the SEC. But as I said in the opener, we have a running theme on today's show, and it is Bitcoin and not crypto. And again, Mike is going to give you a masterclass on why we don't touch crypto, but I know most people think that we are biased Bitcoiners, you know, that we're talking our bags, that we're toxic maxis, and we're against innovation, and you know, my innovation, my blockchain, and Bitcoin is old, and my, you know, Bitcoin is mine. All the narratives you've heard for a while. Well, this is why we tell you guys it is simply Bitcoin. There's Bitcoin and there's shitcoin, is because anyone with any understanding of what's going on over here understands one simple thing. There's Bitcoin and there's shitcoins. And everything that isn't Bitcoin is essentially not destined to make it through the storm. And again, Nico and I say it, Mike and I are going to say it on the show, but I think it has more weight when it comes from someone that isn't a quote-unquote Bitcoin maxi, but he's saying the same exact thing that we're saying. So it's not just our lenses, it's not just the maxi lens, it's not just us talking our bags, it's not our Bitcoin bias. This is just the understanding that anyone that doesn't have a heavy bag that is confusing them understands. So let's get into this GG clip right here, because he says what we say all the time. And of course, before you call me a statist, I know Gary Gensler worked for the SEC and you can't trust him farther than you can throw, but still, there is laws here, guys. And of course, you know, shit coins can go around the world. The US isn't the arbiter of the world, but there is a very real thread going on right now that shit coins are probably dead in the US. Who knows how long this will take, but the writing is clear. You want to be holding Bitcoin because Bitcoin has differentiated itself from shitcoins in the very beginning, before it was unleashed into the world. And this is why Bitcoin will succeed. And this is why Bitcoiners are always like, yeah, come and take it. You know, Bitcoin is anti-fragile. I want you to mess with the Bitcoin network to prove our thesis that we are correct. Anyways, let's listen to GG and then we'll talk about this.
It's an inherently pretty difficult thing to regulate. I mean, a thing without center is inherently hard to...
Well, see, I'm going to challenge that a little bit.
Please.
Most of this does have a center. Mm. So Satoshi Nakamoto's 8-page paper that was put out on a cypherpunk email list, yeah, that's kind of centered in a more decentralized conceptual framework and maybe a libertarian framework.
Yeah, very much so.
But by and large, the thousands of crypto tokens that have come since are highly centralized. Ethereum is centered around the Ethereum Foundation and Vitalik Buterin and a team of developers. There's 70 people that work at the Ethereum Foundation, not all of whom are developers, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, also, I think this week, the SEC was going to have a conversation with Vitalik, but I think the signal here is, guys, I know I've said it in the past, Gary Gensler is not a friend to Bitcoin, even though I know he understands what is going on in the space. He did teach a class in regards to blockchain at MIT. I know he's a lot smarter than he is portraying right now. I know he understands that there is Bitcoin and there is shitcoin, but he said it very clearly. And I wish I had a date for this, but it was just making its rounds on Twitter. But I am pretty sure this was before he was heading the SEC. And he very clearly understands that everything besides Bitcoin has a center. He obviously picked on ETH right there because everyone knows about the ETH Foundation and how they control the network. But he very clearly made a differentiation between Bitcoin and shitcoins, between Satoshi leaving the network, between the fact that every, what do you say, thousands of shitcoins have a board, a corporation. If you can cut the head off, they will. And this is what we're seeing right now. Of course, right now we're at the point in the race where they're not going to go to every coin yet and cut the head off. They're going to the exchanges. So what do we as Bitcoiners keep telling you? You want to be holding Bitcoin only. You want to take Bitcoin off the exchanges so that you can protect yourself from this kind of crazy stuff. Because, hey, I know it seems like Bitcoiners are cheering on regulation right now, but I don't trust politicians. I don't trust the SEC farther than I can throw them. And it's only a matter of time until they really do try to attack Bitcoin and Bitcoiners. So I am protecting myself up front. And me and Mike were having this conversation before we went live that Bitcoin was set up in such a way to bypass all of these laws, and everything else basically shot themselves in the foot from the jump. And this is what we're going to jump in on the culture. But this video really does make me wonder what Gary's incentives are now. Because I've said it in the past, of course, I'm the paranoid Bitcoiner on the show. I'm the in-house resident tinfoil hat Bitcoiner of Simply Bitcoin. And it really makes me suspect of Gensler's incentives. It seems like he is playing cover for the legacy banking institutions. And I think yesterday, Mike, weren't we not in the spaces talking about how ETH is the reigning Fed coin? And obviously it's you know, slithering its way through regulation and trying to lobby its way so that it becomes that regulated, federated Fed coin, so that, you know, it's the banking coin from the jump, and it's endorsed by the institutions that be and probably will be pinned against Bitcoin and made Bitcoiners and Bitcoin to be the bad guy. Anyways, Mike, what's your thoughts on that video, and maybe in general on what's going on before we get into the news?
Yeah, I mean, that video, I mean, for me, is asking my opinion on that video is like, it doesn't really do much, just because like Gensler's opinions have been pretty public, in my opinion, for years. Like, ever since like people have been circulating the MIT lectures and all that stuff, like, I'm of the opinion aligned with yourself, like your own, like, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. But I also don't trust him. I think that he's going to have incentives that we either aren't aware of or we're just ignorant to. And ultimately, like you said, I want to reiterate what I said in the spaces yesterday with you guys and Brandon and the others and Nate and Take the Ride. Bitcoiners aren't cheering this on as far as being status. Like, we're glad that there's some sort of regulatory body to take out the shit coins or the altcoins that we don't like and we haven't liked since the beginning. We are just finally cheering them on for doing their bleeping job, you know. Like, I wanted to say it so bad, but I don't want to get the channel banned. They're just finally doing their job. Like, that, like, that's it. I'm not cheering on the state. Like, I don't think that, I think that there's a lot of burden that regulatory bodies like the SEC invite, but Bitcoiners need to also accept that, I don't know if you guys have ever tended a garden, but if you don't weed the garden properly, or if you don't weed it in a correct manner, there is a way where if like the weeds can take over and cause the garden to completely just die to the point where it goes to a reset where everything dies, like, or it's just weeds left and there's no capability for anything of substance to break through and actually grow to fruition. So like, there needs to be a purging fire. And honestly, I don't think that this is going to ultimately purge crypto out of the US or the world. It's like the next stage for crypto in the US is just going to be state sponsored.
I wonder which coin that will be.
Exactly.
Mike, can you rehash the idea that you told me before the show about like the laws were there before Bitcoin even got issued, and every shitcoiner just like tried to avoid those laws, and it just like it's incredible that now they're complaining about it.
Yeah, I mean, the securities law has been around for how many decades? It was around for decades before crypto was a thing. It was around decades before Bitcoin was a thing. And then Bitcoin was designed to, like you said earlier, it was designed to circumvent a lot of that stuff in the sense of not in the sense of like illegal or criminal activity, but just trying to provide something that wasn't a security for this exact reason. And then these crypto projects spring up after Bitcoin establishes itself as being a relative success. And they're all engaging in activity that like passes the Howey test and makes them a security. And they're trying to argue that it's not a security. It's like, oh, this is financial innovation. It's like, no, it's not. This is not financial innovation. And this is something we'll get into when I talk about my article. But I'm of the position, which I think a lot of us are, that 99.999% of these projects do not provide an actual legitimate substantive service to anybody. It's just a financialization project. And we're going to play a clip that explains that exactly.
Yep, 100%. And I brought the meme on this week, and I was telling Mike about it before the show. It was an RD meme, and he said, do not ask a woman her age, a man his salary, or a shitcoiner what a security is, because they they don't understand what's going on. Okay.
They don't want to know. They don't want to know.
Well, man, I feel like we could talk about this all day because we had this conversation in the beginning. It's incredible that people are so blind to this, mind blind. And I was asking you, I'm like, is it because of their heavy bags? Is it because they just don't want to believe it? Like, what is going on in these people's minds to just completely avoid like the truth? It's just like an ostrich digging its head in the sand and like, nope, my shitcoin is different. It's not a security. And it's like,
we discussed this, and like one of the major problems is that I'm asking the audience now, because I've already asked Opti and I know his answer, how many of us were taught about what sunk cost bias is in high school or in college? I wasn't taught it. I didn't learn what sunk cost bias was to the point of where I actually could conceptualize it until I started learning about Bitcoin six years ago. So like, and therein lies the problem, because how many of us, I guarantee everybody that's watching right now or that watches in the future, sunk cost bias is where you don't want to give up on something just because of the amount of time, effort, and resources you have dedicated towards that thing. How many of us have engaged in that with our personal relationships, which is friendship, family, and love interests? How many of us have kept those parasitic, toxic relationships around just because they've been around for a long time? We've all done it. How many of us have hobbies and habits that we know are detrimental to our own success and our own dreams, but we keep doing them just because they have been a consistent pillar in our life? This includes drinking. This includes smoking cigarettes. This includes smoking too much weed, all of it. We've all done it. But how many of us are taught about like that being a problem or even what that is? And then like when you're having these conversations with normies, you have to be able to understand that a lot of people aren't even aware of that bias in their life. Like they don't understand why they aren't making it, because like so much of their time, effort, and financial resources are going into things that don't make any sense as far as like what the goals that they're trying to achieve.
Whew. Too much sauce on today's show. We're getting into a self-help guru on this one, but let's get into the news.
The Daily News.
The Daily News is brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Check out the brand new limited edition color, the transparent green jade. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gap Bitcoin transactions, scan and display QR codes directly on the device, assign transactions, and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin.
Hold on, before I get into this, everyone in the chat is having a great time to what you just said, Mike.
I can't see it.
Yeah, our back end's acting weird today, guys, but it's working well enough. But anyways, before I get into the news, of course, we want to give a shout out to our sponsor, the orangepillapp.com. Stack friends who stack sats. I know you are the lone crazy Bitcoiner in your neighborhood, but you want to build a community of like-minded individuals. Make sure that you are getting other Bitcoiners around you, because things are going to get crazy. Get on the Orange Pill app right now and either create your own local meetup or get in touch with other Bitcoiners in your area. You can even get on the app anon and continue to build the Bitcoin social layer. Bitcoin is made up of humans, and this is something that we all need to keep in mind. You are Bitcoin. Every one of us is Bitcoin. Everyone running a node, taking Bitcoin into self-custody. You are the Bitcoin social layer. It is ones and zeros, but it's all about human action and humans getting together, connecting, and running a rule set that doesn't steal from them. Get on the Orange Pill app right now. Stack friends who stack sats. Okay, getting into the news. I know today's news is really focused on Janet Yellen admitting and saying the quiet part out loud that the dollar is in decline. But for those people that aren't watching Simply Bitcoin every single day, I want to give you guys some context, because we've been seeing this. We've been covering this for a long time on the show. It's the idea of the U.S. using the dollar, weaponizing the dollar, and I think they have pushed a little too hard, and people are waking up. That people are asking themselves, is there an alternative? But most people are still a part of the cargo cult that is fiat currencies, and they're looking around, and what are they thinking to themselves? They're like, hey, I don't like the U.S. dollar. I don't like this fiat currency, so what am I going to do? I'm going to find another fiat currency, and we're just going to rehash this whole circus one more time. But anyways, here we have this article here on CBC.ca, and it goes, BRICS nations take on U.S. dollar and Western dominance, and we've been covering this for a long time. You know, the BRICS nations have been posturing that they're going to drop the U.S. dollar. We've even seen some oil being settled in the dollar. But the big story of yesterday was Janet Yellen saying the quiet part out loud. So I'm going to cover this article here, and then I do have some extra sauce in here to make our point even stronger. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and this is Market Insider, Markets on Business Insider, and it goes, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says to expect a gradual decline in the dollar share of global reserves, but greenback remains dominant. So very interesting that she says the dollar is losing its dominance in the world, but hey, it's never been stronger, which is it's a very interesting place that we are right now. Anyways, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said to expect a gradual decline in the dollar share of global reserves. Her comments were in response to de-dollarization questions during a congressional hearing, and she also said the dollar will remain dominant as most countries have no alternative. That is the signal. They are saying the same thing all the time, that hey, you don't like the dollar. Well, what else are you going to go to? And of course, here at Simply Bitcoin, we're like, hey, guys, have you ever heard about Bitcoin? This is probably where you should go. We have one country that done it, El Salvador, and it's noticeably, undeniably improved their country. Anyways, let's get into this article. The U.S. should expect the dollar share of global reserves to slowly decline, but no alternatives exist that could completely displace the greenback, says Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Tuesday. Her comments came during a Housing Financial Service Committee in response to questions about the risk of de-dollarization, asked by Representative Warren Davidson, Republican of Ohio, on whether U.S. sanctions could impact dollar transactions. Yellen acknowledged that their use has motivated some countries to look for currency alternatives, but the dollar plays the role it does in the world financial system for very good reasons that no other country is able to replicate, including China. And that is, we have deep, liquid, open financial markets, strong rule of law, and an absence of capital controls that no country is able to replicate. It would not be easy for any country to devise a way to get around the dollar. Yeah, another fiat currency is what do we say all the time on the show? You cannot fix the system by playing within the system. And this is why Bitcoin is that roundabout way. Anyways, let's get into this article a little further than it goes. Later, Representative Vincent Gonzalez further inquired whether the U.S. should slow down the use of sanctions, noting that even traditionally allied nations such as France had recently made non-dollar transactions. I would say there's virtually no meaningful workaround for most countries for using the dollar as a reserve currency, Yellen replied. Asked whether the dollar's international status is diminishing, she noted growing diversification within reserve assets, something that can be anticipated in a growing global economy. We should expect over time a gradually increased share of other assets and reserve holdings of countries, a natural desire to diversify, but the dollar is far and away the dominant reserve asset. The U.S. dollar's reserve status has gradually eroded for two decades, and here's a link, and I brought it up here for you guys to get those headlines as well. The dollar's dominance as the reserve currency eroded last year at 10 times the pace seen in the past two decades. And there's a point in here where it says, in a Monday note, strategists Joanna Freire and Stephen Jen calculated that the greenback accounted for about two-thirds of total global reserves in 2003, then 55% by 2021, and 47% last year. And that last year was 2022. So even though we saw a steep decline in 2022, even though its strength in international trade remains unchallenged, other reports have pointed towards an upsurge in foreign central banks' demand for gold as another way to reduce the reliance on dollar reserves. Again, I brought that link up for you guys as well. And this one is quoting China, stretched its gold buying spree into the seventh straight month in May, signaling more central bank de-dollarizations. And we continuously cover the story of the world is looking for an alternative to the dollar because the U.S. has weaponized the dollar. And we are seeing right now that it definitely seems like, you know, Jay Powell is out there trying to bankrupt the rest of the world holding treasuries. Anyways, U.S. lawmakers aren't helping the dollar's cause, Yellen suggested earlier in the hearing. She reiterated her longstanding concern over the U.S. debt ceiling crisis, saying it undermines global faith in the nation's ability to meet its debt obligations, deteriorating the greenback's reputation. Okay, well, further in this hearing, Janet Yellen got asked about the concern whether China would dump all of their U.S. treasuries. And if I remember correctly, it was $850 billion of treasuries. And Congress was asking her whether she was concerned about it. What should people be doing? And again, Janet Yellen just has no answer for this. It's really amazing that Janet Yellen is even in this position right now, because it seems like, you know, how'd Greg Foss say it? Like, granny, go do something. I don't mean to, you know, be in ages here, but it's absolutely incredible that the geriatric class out there is telling us how to run the world. And they are digging their head in the sand and avoiding the very real alternative that is Bitcoin. Anyways, again, on this same thread, yesterday as well, President of Kenya encourages African nations to dump the U.S. dollar for trade and go for local trade. But of course, what do we say all the time? Yeah, one fiat currency is not going to fix another fiat currency. And again, I know you guys are all blocked by Budeon, but Budeon, I think, hits it very well with this tweet. He goes, these very foolish Africans are moving from one cargo cult to another instead of breaking totally free. They appear to be rejecting the dollar, but what they're doing is trying to reproduce the Eurozone central bank with the Afrexim bank. What they should do is abolish the idea of central clearing banks entirely, leapfrog the West as El Salvador is doing, and go full Bitcoin. This will ensure all Africans can access to sound money on simple platforms and free Africa from Keynesianism, the last colonizer. And I got to add a meme in here for you guys. You can see here the world reserve currencies for the last, 750 years. We had the Dutch, we had the British, and we can see right now, and we're seeing it in real time, that the US dollar world reserve currency status is on the decline. And of course, as Bitcoiners, we know what the alternative is. It is Bitcoin. It is simply Bitcoin. And Bitcoin world reserve currency status is on the rise. But most people are still clearly asleep at the wheel. They think that Bitcoin, you know, it can't work. They think that the solution is more central banking. They think the solution to fiat currencies is another fiat currency or going into your local fiat currency. And it's just clearly broken economics. And they're saying the quiet part out loud. Do we know what the timeline is here? No. I am convinced that they can probably kick the can down the road a lot longer than us Bitcoiners are willing to admit. We will most likely be on a dollar world reserve currency standard for a lot longer than Bitcoiners are willing to admit. But the writing is clearly on the wall. And the fact that Janet Yellen is talking about this, the fact that Jay Powell and every other bureaucrat out there is scared of de-dollarization just shows that imagine the conversations they're having on the back end on this. You can tell that there is a very real currency war going on. And we've been covering this for a long time. We've been bringing the receipts on the show a lot, and people have been giving us kind of flack. They're like, oh, the dollar is going to maintain its power for a long time. And it's like, yeah, we understand this. But I think the cracks are showing, and the world is looking for an alternative. And of course, at Simply Bitcoin, what are we going to say? The answer is Simply Bitcoin. And hopefully other countries will wake up to this. We've been seeing grumblings around the world that people are adopting Bitcoin. Of course, as a Bitcoiner, as a libertarian, you know, we don't really need more legal tender status like El Salvador per se, but we do need a very real grassroots movement of people adopting Bitcoin. And this is what we tell you guys every single day. The most important thing we can be doing is getting Bitcoin into people's hands, holding Bitcoin, taking Bitcoin off exchanges, peer-to-peer economies, and all that good stuff. But anyways, I am the absolutely bullish AF Bitcoiner over here, and Mike is usually a little more sober-headed than me. So, Mike, what's your thoughts on de-dollarization right now? And furthermore, on Yellen's admittance that the dollar is losing its status in the world. Uh-oh, I lost him. Wrecked. Okay. Well, we'll get him back in here, but sheesh, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Okay. Let me text him real quick and get him on here. But, absolutely crazy, crazy stuff. Okay. Well, I'll have to keep it moving. We do this live. All right. 1 second. Crazy craziness. All right. Anyways, we're going to move into the next portion. Here he is. Uh-oh. Whatever. We're moving into the next portion. Mike, if you can hear me, jump back in. Here we go. Into the culture.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, love it. Well, Mike is back, and we'll give you the floor before we go into your bit, and then we'll go into why Bitcoin and not crypto. Anyway, before I go on, make sure you guys go check out Swan IRA. This is real Bitcoin. This Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you can secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your need. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. This is real Bitcoin, not an ETF or another derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. SwanBitcoin.com/IRA for details. Again, guys, I know you guys, you plebs in the audience always say, man, just get spot Bitcoin. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is you need to zoom out, and there's levels to this game of Bitcoin. And if you have money in the traditional financial system, I think the best way to get some exposure before you go fully all in on Bitcoin is the Swan IRA. And shouts out to the boys over at Swan. continuously killing it. Anyways, wait. Before we go in, Mike, when you jumped off, did you hear the de-dollarization talk? Yep. What's your thoughts on that real quick? And then we'll jump into this bit.
Yeah. I have a pretty complex opinion because I agree that the dollar, like that we are de-dollarizing. I agree that the de-dollarization is going to take longer than a lot of Bitcoiners expect. But I also think it'll be faster than a lot of the rest of us think, because I've ranted about it before in the sense of when we're talking about like the whether it's the collapse of the American empire or the collapse of the dollar empire. A lot of people like to harken back to like the Roman Empire as an example. Now, you can't really do that just for one simple reason, and that's the rate of communication that we have today. The capability to sprout new ideas, spread new ideas, and engage new ideas is hundreds of thousands of times faster than it was back during the Roman Empire. And that makes for the possibility of de-dollarizing today radically faster than anybody wants to compare to or thinks that they know. So like, while we can say it's going to be around a lot longer than a lot of Bitcoiners want to accept, it's probably going to happen a lot faster than we could ever imagine. And then there was another point, and then the World Economic Forum taking me out interrupted my thought process that I wanted to have. But there was another point as far as we can just keep going, and then I can bring it back up later, so I don't have to keep just stalling like on.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no worries. Okay, well, we do have this article here. It was on our Substack. Mike's been killing it on our Substack, and this one is called "We Don't Touch Crypto, Here's Why." And before I just let you unleash on this one, you said to bring up a point. And we brought it up in the beginning, and yeah. I was trolling all the altcoiners out there, all the shitcoiners out there. It's like, hey, bro, my financial innovation, bro, like move fast and break things, bro. Like, you know, Bitcoin is MySpace, bro. Like, you know, crypto is an improvement on Bitcoin, bro. And all of us Bitcoiners are like, yeah, we've heard it all before. And I don't think there's much financial innovation. So if you want to start there, I do have clips and stuff here. So if you want to tee me up, for whenever you want to play a clip, I will tee those up for you, and we can get those going.
And you actually sparked the inspiration to bring up what I was going to bring up too. So like with like the, firstly, before I get into what Opti just brought up, if you guys, so like talking about trying to change the system from within the system, I hope a lot of you have seen the movie Moneyball. Because what Africa is doing and what Boudian's point was that they aren't, When you're a small player in a big player's world, like you can't play by the big player's rule set or their capabilities. You're just gonna lose every single time. And Moneyball is a great example of that, of a real life example of that, where it's a small baseball team. They can't afford to compare with like the Yankees. Like they don't have the assets or the capability to be able to do what the Yankees can do. So when you're in an underdog scenario like that, you have to approach the game completely differently. Africa is not doing that with what Opti just talked about from like Boudian's point. Africa's not doing that. They're trying to play the fiat game by playing by the fiat rules. And you don't get to do that if you're not like a massive country already. Like it just doesn't make sense. Like that's why China's doing what they're doing, because they believe that they can afford to like do what America is going to do. Like China's the great iterator. They're not the great innovator. America is. And the problem, like, so like when you're seeing these other areas try to do this, they're not going to effectively accomplish anything. At least in my opinion, that's the way that goes. But then back to the point of like the financialization and all that stuff. What crypto has been doing is easily comparable in my opinion. And what the article gets into, if you guys haven't read it, is that crypto diversification, like as far as like what they're trying to claim as financial innovation, is just financialization by another name. It is no different than back in 2008, the grouping of mortgage-backed securities of the like a financialized product of claiming that a grouping of mortgage-backed securities is quote unquote diversified, so that you can continue to earn. Like, so like Opti's going to play this clip here, and I want you guys to pay attention and see if you can't notice the comparisons to crypto.
Okay, perfect. Let's get this. Hopefully it is queued up at the right time for you guys. And then we do have another clip over here that Mike pointed out, and we'll play them back to back because this is from The Big Short. I'm sure you guys have all seen this, but compare this to the shitcoin space. And then we have a clip about the shitcoin space saying the same exact thing. So
from a shitcoin insider.
Okay, let's hopefully, I'm pretty sure I'm teed up.
We have a good relationship.
You have a good relationship with Merrill Lynch.
We've been doing business together for a long
time. And so the CDOs that you create are of the highest quality and the highest value.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. Are you at all concerned about the rising default rates?
I assume no risk for this product myself, Mark.
Okay. So let me get this straight. The bank calls you up.
Oh, it's a little early, a little early.
They give you clients, they give you money to run your business. Is that right?
Yeah. But we're not in the Merrill Lynch building.
Okay. Where are we?
Okay. It's funny, huh?
That's hilarious.
Here we go.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Your boss is about to explode.
No, he's too curious to explode.
Hold on. Say that again. CDO A has parts of CDO B. And CDOB has parts of CDOA, but then they both get put inside CDOC.
Yeah, that one's called CDO squared. CDO of a CDO, right? And then there's CDOs made up of the opposite side of the bet you made with the swaps. We call them synthetic CDOs.
What did you synthetic CDO?
Okay. Now, you want to explain that a little bit, give them some context on that, and then I'll tee up this other one.
Well, they're essentially just taking financial products of different qualities and then just wrapping them up into a diversified portfolio to claim that like they've diversified away the risk, which is just nonsense. It'd be like having a portfolio of all crypto assets except for Bitcoin and claiming that you're safe. And then you're going into today's situation with the SEC and everything. That's just patently just false, complete dog shit, like Rave just said.
Okay. Now, connect that, what happened in 2008, with what is going on currently in the shitcoin space. And Mike, actually, will you tee everyone up with the context of this video and how you were telling me before the show? Is like, if everyone saw this video, like, this video should be blowing up. This fully exposes the whole game in 90 seconds.
Yeah. So this video we're about to show you is featured in the article. If you haven't read it or you haven't seen it, the video is of a discussion between the host, who I can't pronounce his name, and Vinny Gupta, who Vinny Gupta was an Ethereum Foundation insider. He was part of it very early on, very early adopter. He made tons of money off of it. He's going to talk about it in the clip. But he specifically talks about the issue that Ethereum ran into and he specifically elaborates on why the shitcoin space continues to just like propagate new shitcoin projects over and over and over.
Perfect. All right, let's play this.
What's actually happening with all of this stuff, right, mm-hmm. is there are a bunch of people that have a shit ton of Ether, mm-hmm. right? I sold out $14 a coin. We broke our legal situation, right? The foundation did something stupid that exposed all of us to a shit ton of liability. And at that point, my choice was divesting or moving to a jurisdiction without an extradition treaty with the US.
Oh, imagine
so
that.
I divested. Knowing that it was going to cost me tens of millions of dollars, full whack, it would have cost me $56 million. So what I should really have done is moved to a place with no extradition treaty with the US and accepted that I was hiding out. But such is life. What they're doing is this. You've got $500 million worth of Ether, right? Mm. You can't sell $500 million worth of Ether without crashing the Ether price. So what you're looking for is ways of turning your ether into money in ways which don't crash the ether price by selling out and turning it into dollars.
Dinger.
This is the core goal. So what they've discovered is a whole bunch of weird protocols that allow people to borrow, to lend money, lend their ether out, and then claim interest on the ether, which is then paid in real currencies. So what we're doing is we're building a whole kind of speculative leverage market. You've got 1,000 ether. You want to buy more ether because you think the price is going up. So you borrow money against your 1,000 ether into another token. Then you sell those tokens for more ether. And so you've got all of this kind of leveraged financialization stuff going on. The critical thing is that it's all zero sum. Every penny made in these markets is being lost somewhere else in the system. And the non-zero sum use of crypto is like 0.25% of the total transaction volume.
This should be
so,
like
all intents and purposes, what we've
the nuclear bomb that sets off all of crypto. Like, anybody who has any fucking money in crypto and sees this clip should be flipping out. Like, I don't understand it. That video, by the way, I wrote that article quite a while ago. The video is 2 years old, and it only had, so I shared it with another friend of mine on Twitter Spaces, that's actually from the FinTwit world, but loves Bitcoin and hates crypto. And I sent it to him like a week ago, and it only had 800 views. And now it's at about 1,100. Like, nobody has seen this. Like, you guys in the chat right now or whatever, or like are watching, like, you've seen this more than most of the crypto space. Like, they don't know that this guy is out there, or that video is out there, and he's just like, it's all a sham. All of it. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. And it also explains why Ethereum's price has held up so long. And that was before the lockup too, guys. That was before the 2.0 upgrade as far as the staking like contract and everything. Like, this is like, it's unreal.
Absolutely incredible. And can we kind of connect this to the conversation that we had before, before we went live? And it was kind of the idea, and you said in the beginning of like, Bitcoin maxis are like the Vietnam veterans. They were like, guys, I know you think your coin is different. I know you think there's much innovation in the space, but there's Bitcoin and there's shitcoin. And it's becoming very clear, if you're in the space for longer than probably a year or two, you've done a cycle or so, you've done the research, that all of this is just a scam to get your Bitcoin. And there is no real innovation in here. It's all what's the Rube's Goldberg machine? The just like perpetual creation of stealing your Bitcoin. Yeah. And it really pains me as a Bitcoiner that went through the same cycle in 2017 to see more people get wrecked by the same mechanisms that got us in the beginning. And this is why Bitcoiners, I think, are so toxic, and we're so, I don't know, just like hell bent on trying to protect people from themselves. I think you said like Bitcoiners are like the parents that are sitting there like, hey, like, don't do this. You're going to put your hand on the stove. And obviously people need to learn and put their hand on the stove. But man, it's incredible that this type of content is out there, and yet people just completely dig their head in the sand. And there's so few Bitcoin only content where we're just like, guys, just take Bitcoin into self custody. You can avoid all the headaches. You can avoid losing money if you just listen to the toxic Bitcoiners out there. But hey, you know, we're the assholes. We're the toxic ones. So whatever.
It's like. And the thing is too, is like, you asked in the pre-show conversation, you asked like, what's keeping like normies from accepting it? And like, normies are dealing with a lot of like, there's the sunk cost bias that I ranted about earlier. Like, there's the fact that like, the marketing that these projects engage in is extremely effective. Like, we have learned a lot about like human psychology and what gets us to want to do things. Like, when you guys are having these discussions with your crypto friends or your no-coiners, it's like, you need to be cognizant and aware of these kinds of forces on like the individual mind, because these are all powerful drugs, especially if any of these individuals get into like the crypto space during like an altcoin season, when they're capitalizing off Bitcoin being in a bull market. Like, that's where a lot of us got sucked into Bitcoin. Was actually through an altcoin season, like specifically 2017. And that's the reason why we're also like the Vietnam vet, or like the meme that a lot of you guys have seen, where it's like the big older wolf has a boatload of arrows sticking out of his back, and like he's all scarred up, and he's got the little pup that's got a tiny little arrow in his thighs. Like, hey, I'm trying to teach you these lessons because I've been here. But if you need a couple arrows in your back, like, I mean, I can facilitate that.
100%. Hey, Mike, they're asking for the link of that video. I gave them the clip that you just that we just watched. But if you could drop the whole video in there for the people in the chat. Yeah, in the chat.
Yeah.
Or send it to me and I'll drop it in the link, whatever works best.
I can do both. I'll just fire
up my computer real quick. All right. Anyways, guys, before we get into your favorite portion of the show, we got to plug BitPlate. Make sure you get yourself a BitPlate. Listen to this. ASMR over here, stainless steel option. Make sure you are getting your passphrase, your seed phrase in something that is indestructible. This is easy to use, hard to destroy. The BitPlate's dominoes are designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup, seed words, and passphrases. Made from highly corrosion resistant 316 marine grade stainless steel and offering the ultimate protection against extremes of temperature. 10% off all BitPlate products using the code SIMPLY. Guys, you do not want to keep your seed phrase on a piece of paper in your sock drawer. Get yourself something that is indestructible. Anyways, let's get into the meme review, guys. This is your favorite portion of the show, and you guys spend the whole time just to get to the meme review.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom Racks. All right, guys, I just dropped the full link in the chat for you guys. It is like an hour video, but Mike gave you the juiciest part, and I gave you guys that Twitter link as well. So anyways, Kaboom Racks, this is the meme review. This is your favorite portion of the show where you tag us in memes, you give us memes in our Telegram group, and we share them live on the show for you guys so that you guys can review them yourselves. This is a favorite portion of the show. This is a fan favorite. Anyways, this first meme, shouts out to my boy Nick Can't Mind, because I think this is one of the funniest templates. This is one of the funnier new templates that I've seen on Twitter, and it absolutely cracks me up. The Zoomer Janet Yellen meme. Anyways, we got it right here. We got Janet Yellen, the Zoomer Janet Yellen with the Zoomer haircut, and she's got a little, you know, gold earring, and it goes, bruh, so like for real, a couple countries gonna stop using the dollar and they lame for that. On my mama, it's not that bad. It's only gonna be a little slow decline, and anyone who says it'll be fast is straight capping. Oh man, that's so funny to me. That Nick killed it on that one. That's hilarious. Literally, is that not what Janet Yellen just said? Oh my god, interpreted for the Zoomer. Okay, this next one is by my boy at Ropium on Twitter, and he goes, it's all going to work out exactly how it's supposed to, just enjoy the ride. And we got this I don't know, I'm gonna guess there's like a 70s car. There's a dude in a suit and a girl in a very colorful shirt, and she's changing the radio, and she's on, and they're on the road to the bright orange future. So you can see Bitcoin is in the stars. Anyways, this next one, we covered this news yesterday. Apple is clamping down on Bitcoin, not only apps, but their wallets, not only on Nostr or Domus. We're seeing they YouTube is shutting stuff down, but here we got Paolo Arduano. Sorry, forgive me, bro. And I'm pretty sure this guy works for Keat. Yeah, Hole Punch at Keat. So he does Pear over Apple. I'm guessing Keat is Keat's logo and a pear. I don't know. Anyways, we got SpongeBob yelling, and it's SpongeBob is Apple, and it goes, you can't tip people unless we take a 30% cut. I think this is what we all are realizing. Apple wants their money, and they want it now. Anyways, this next meme is by Unchained Buddha, and it goes, government regulations got you down. Got a family member suffering from blockchain technology syndrome. Check the medicine cabinet. There's just been a recall on blockchain at all. See if Bitcoin only approach is right for you or them. And we got some orange pills here, or pill bot on it goes, blockchain it all. Take one daily to convince yourself that all cryptocurrencies are equal. Side effects may include rug pulls, government regulation, Bitcoin maximalism, delusion syndrome, retweeting Udi, and self-hatred. And we got the depressed, wrecked NPC ghost in the corner. See if a Bitcoin-only approach is right for you or a family member today. Okay, this next one. Again, on the theme of Apple needing their cut, I thought this one was pretty funny as well. This is by Trey Walsh, at K Trey Walsh, and he goes, update. But you can see here, we're going to double down. We got here the classic, my kids, my young, cool kids. And he goes, what's an MPUB and how do we get one? But this is the funny one here. We got Tim Cook here, and he goes, introducing iZaps, the first of its kind, instantly settled peer-to-peer payments for content you like. If you don't get the joke, they're going to tell Noster to stop Zaps, and then they'll rebrand it as their own new feature, the iZaps. Honestly, yeah. I see this coming down the line. I think anyone can see the writing on the wall as well. Okay, this next one. All right, actually, these last two memes, I know you guys yell at me all the time, and because I bring charts up here sometimes, and last year I brought like four charts, and everyone's like, oh, my chart porn, you guys are bringing up way more charts than before. Hey, sometimes charts just give you a good visual. Anyways, this meme is by Dr. Jeff Ross, aka at VailshareCap on Twitter, and he goes, my favorite page on the stlouisfed.org site, buying eggs with Bitcoin. Since they started keeping track in January 2015 through May 2023, the price of a dozen eggs in US dollar up 26.5% from $2.11 to $2.67. And you can see the chart right here. Average price in eggs. It looks like it's getting higher, but also it looks like it's coming down a little bit, but it is still higher than it was. It's almost like it's going up forever, Laura. Anyways, and then in BTC, it is down negative 99% from 925,406 sats to 9,695 sats. And you can see the chart here. And the conclusion is life gets more expensive the longer you hold US dollars, while life gets cheaper the longer you hold Bitcoin. Back over here. Bro, so like for real, a couple countries going to stop using the dollar and they lame for that, bro. Like, all right. Anyway, okay, the next one. This is something we've kind of been talking about in spaces a lot. I've been having these conversations with friends off air as well. It is the idea that I think a lot of Bitcoiners are feeling the bear market fatigue right now. There's a lot of shit slinging on Twitter. Everyone's attacking each other. Everyone is tired of being poor and broke because the purchasing power of our Bitcoin is down right now. But if you are in it for the long run, everyone understands one thing. It is going up forever, Laura, and Bitcoin is your savings account, and the short-term volatility of Bitcoin shouldn't be a matter. But anyways, to the class, this is Coinbeast Media, to the class of 2021 and 2022 Bitcoiners, if you're still here, congratulations. You've just endured the toughest bear market in Bitcoin history. 2015 was 386 days, 2018 was 204 days, and 2022 bear market so far is 490 days. The 2024 halving is coming, and you can see this chart here, the bear market of 2015, bear market of 2018, and the bear market, the current bear market that we're just barely getting out of. So congratulations to you guys if you are a newer Bitcoin, 2020 to 2022 Bitcoiner. You may have just endured the longest bear market in history yet. And I think it's becoming very obvious, at least to me. I'm on social media all the time. It's my job to be on Twitter. I've been around a cycle or two, and I'm seeing the same thing. A lot of our Bitcoin friends are getting lost in the sauce. There's a lot of divide and conquer going on Twitter. It's because it's a bear market. It's just bear market things, and we say it all the time. You probably will like a bear market more than you like a bull market Twitter, but hey. Yeah. Keep yourself in the game, keep your head in the game. And this is the importance of the memes, because not only are we ridiculing the corporate press, not only are we getting the calls of actions out there and educating people in bite-sized, palatable messages and memes for Bitcoiners, but we're keeping morale up. And as Mike knows, he was in the army and me and him have had this conversation before. It is super important to keep the morale of your troops up. You guys are all in the fight. This is a monetary war. We are in an information war. I am convinced that we are in an information war. And as we say all the time, tweets are the bullets, memes are the artillery. So if you made it through the bear market, congratulations. Don't let anyone ever say you got lucky, because it's never easy. What's it? What's the meme? Hodling is simple, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
And here we are. Anyways, guys, drop your meme review score in the chat as we cover ours live. And I'm going to give this Plan B passport sticker from Bitcoin 2023, but it looks like GTA. Shouts out to Katie the Russian. Shouts out to the girls over there at Plan B, getting Bitcoiners an extra passport so they can escape tyranny and authoritarianism.
We're both rolling with stickers today.
So let's
I dug out some what are now antiques. Great American Mining stickers for Windows.
Nice.
I've got whole stacks of them and magnets too. So
I have.
If you ever make your way over to Houston, I'll give you some stickers.
I have a whole bunch here. I don't remember where I put them, but I think I have. No, you gave me some patches and some stickers.
Yep.
I'd like a magnet. A magnet would be lit. I'm a fan of magnets.
I'll give you like 20.
All right. Drop your meme review score in the chat, guys. As we plug Represent, go to representltd.com, promo code simply-bitcoin. I wear the merch every single day. I'm wearing the one that Mike makes fun of me because I thought it had a Tommy gun, but it's actually an AK, the little angel holding a Bitcoin bag and the AK. But go check out all the stuff they have over there at Represent. They're dropping all kinds of cool gear. The hoodies, or actually I have two hoodies over here. They're on my ground. You already know the deal. I was wearing them earlier, but I started sweating, so I just went to the t-shirt. But I love the hoodies. As Nico always says, you'll see me in the airport in a hoodie because the airports are freaking cold. Like, what is going on over there? Okay. Anyways, guys, I hope you dropped your meme review score in the chat, and we will cover some of them live. Okay, here we go. I'm just scrolling. Oh, I forgot the music again. Okay, whatever. Hey, make some music. Make some music for us, Mike. Via your mouth. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Do I have?
Oh, home to mom.
Oh, wrong one. All right, never mind. Not going to play music. Okay. Anyways, first meme review score is by the P-Man Van, and he goes, I give these memes $1 equals one sat. Let's go. Okay, this next one is by Apollo21, and he goes, I give the memes Mike's mineral rights for dropping all the spicy sauce. Yes. Hell absolutely yeah. Killed it. I think at this point, I think we thoroughly destroyed the shitcoin narrative on today's show. We might have to just clip that one out for everyone. It's like, okay, you want to know the game? Here, we've already covered it for you. Anyways, this next meme is by Bitcoin for Canadians and goes, I give those memes a drink to celebrate the end of the 2022 bear market. Let's go. Okay, this next one is by Elaine, and she goes, score. Shitcoiners forced to awaken when Bitcoin truth opens their eyes and minds and ego takes a back seat.
Oof.
Bars on that one. Hold on.
Yeah, listen.
Okay. This next meme is by Planet Earth. And he goes, shout out to my boy, Planet Earth. He goes, score those memes. A smash the YouTube like button, folks. This show is lit AF. Let's go. Okay. This next meme is by Opti's tarantula inspired beard. Long, thick, and thick. Actually, I shaved this morning. I can't grow a beard. Shout out to tarantula, though. He goes, score the length of Opti's throw. 2.1 quadrillion millimeters. And he's talking about when I say I don't trust Gary Gensler as far as I throw him. Yes, 2.1 that's quadrillion millimeters. That seems like
that's a long way.
Okay, this next one, Rave Elevator. I scored the memes one old TV found in the trash and sold for sats. Boom. Okay. All right. Okay, this next one is You Deserve Real Money. He goes, I give those memes SEC in the van coming for crypto bros blockchainito. Okay. I think there was never mind. Anyway, Ranmore, score simply stack sats with chat. Let's go. Okay, meme score by Roman Stack Sat Show. He goes, meme score 100 likes, air horns. Let's go. Okay, this next one is by Pandora Box HQ. He goes, my score Bitcoin flag on the Capitol. Oof. Meta. That's a meta one. Okay. BTC is truth. He goes, I give the memes an absent Nico stacking sats on his day off. Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, oh, wait. Wait. Wrong one. Wrong one.
This is right. Chaos today.
It is. This is fun. This is why they like it. This is why they like it, bro. Anyways, Mike, really appreciate you coming on today's show. Actually, really hyped that you have become one of the alternative members here on Simply Bitcoin. I love when you come on.
Oh yeah, dude. It's a lot of fun every time.
Yeah, it really balances out my bull-tardedness when we get a sober Bitcoiner, and we have pretty good banter. So yeah. Mike, what do you want the people to check out? I got your Twitter here, but plug everything you're working on. I know you're working on some other projects that aren't necessarily Bitcoin related. So
yeah.
Let's touch on that.
So as far as like, you guys can check out my Substack if you want to see some of the others. Like I like to now keep a lot of my Bitcoin conversation to Simply. You guys know where to go with Simply, and they've got Simply's got farther reach and all that stuff. But I do have my own Substack for like physiology and philosophy and like what other things I like to rant about. That can be found at justhearmeout.substack.com. It's super easy. And like the name of the Substack is Just Hear Me Out. And then I'm also down in the lower left, that's my Twitter handle. Like that's really just the only two. Cause I'm pretty busy over here I'm working on getting a personal training like company set up here in Houston and like getting a CSCS certification. So I'm staying plenty busy.
Dude, honestly, Bitcoin life as like a Bitcoiner life. And I think we've talked about this on the past, like, Bitcoin has a weird way, obviously the meme, Bitcoin changes you, you don't change Bitcoin, but it's very interesting how a lot of us Bitcoiners learn to become entrepreneurs through Bitcoin. Yeah. And it just like, it really blows everything you know to be true. And as you transition from fiat life into stacking sats, there comes a point where you're like, well, I have some sats now. Maybe I can transition, unlock my human capital and build some businesses that I've always wanted to do. And it's just beautiful to see this happen in so many of my friends. And I think we said this last time you were on here, maybe the time before, where, us becoming entrepreneurs is just like a parallel route of everything we're doing here in time. It's like what we say all the time on Spaces. If you guys aren't on Twitter Spaces with us, me and Mike rant all the time about this. Get your mind right. Get your body right. Get your finances right. And everything else will fall into place. And this is something we talk about consistently on Twitter. It's get outside, touch some grass, lift some heavy stuff, eat some good food, build your relationships up, because it's not all about just hoarding sats. It's about becoming the best possible version of yourself that you can be. And of course, it starts with fixing the money. It starts with being financially free. And then from there, you can become a well-rounded human and spread the Bitcoin message easier. Yeah. Anyways, Mike, hang out in the back. I want to continue the combo we had in the beginning as I roll this one out for everyone.
Okay.
All right, guys. What a show. It was a little bit of chaos again. We did start a little late on today's show, but you do not know how much troubleshooting I had to do to get this show to go right. We may have to use another servicing platform, at least have a backup, because I almost thought I didn't have a show for you guys, but we absolutely slayed it on today's show. So shouts out to all you guys. We will be back with our normal show tomorrow. Actually, we're going to do we do have a TTO tonight. So I will be doing a TTO tonight. Hope you guys like it. Come back later on today. But of course, if you want the show in audio only form, we are on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, and a part of the Bally for Bally economy on Fountain. Again, I know my boy Copernicus is yelling at me consistently because I don't read the messages anymore. But look at the time. We're over an hour now. It is too long. Anyways, we love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day. Until next time, it is your boy Opti, and I'm logging off. Peace out.